Luda. You heard it, folks. I was enjoying that Luda verse way too much. I couldn't end it. All a man does is win, which is a great segue to what we're going to be talking about today. Just so you guys know, there's going to be no game of the week, because this week, for those of you who've been paying attention, it's the Luke Griffin week. So the only person we're talking about this week is Luke. And like the song said, guys, all a man does is win. Let's get into it. So, if you guys can remember, last year, Luke was the first team to make it to 50 wins in the league. And you guys, you've seen throughout presentation at the draft. Again, Luke, congrats. Great job, man. The league wants to thank you for your dedication over the years, man. You know, you've been with us from the start. So, you've been through it all. You've seen it all. So, we admire that dedication. I know there's some guys that join late, and you know they wish they had that under their belt, right? But you know, that's something that you're gonna have over every single person that to ever play in this league, because there's never going to be another 50 win trophy, right? So it's like Mr. Ricky Bobby says, right? If you're first, you're last. So congrats, Luke. Quite the accomplishment, man. We're really proud of you. So I just want everyone to know, man, you know, it's been a wild ride. So last year, week four, Luke hit that 50 win mark, and he did it against Cam. You know, it was a pretty good game. You know, Luke scored 156 points, Cam scored 138. I mean, 138 points in any fantasy day, it's a pretty good day, but it's kind of hard when you're going up against a guy like Luke, you know, who is, at this point also the first guy to hit 10,000 points in a year as well. So, you know, it's he's just tough all around, right? So it's no surprise that we're dedicating this week to him, and I'm sure this is not going to be the last thing that we're dedicating to Luke, man. So just can't give you enough props here. You know, so we can just briefly talk about, you know, how funny fantasy football is, right? So here we are, start of 2021 season. We're in week three. Luke is sitting at a pretty decent record at 2-1. The funny thing about Luke's record is his two wins came against a combined three championships. So Luke beat Chris, who's got two championships, and he's beat Mark, who's got one. And his only loss came against the guy who wore the pink shirt last year. It's just amazing how this works. But nevertheless, I think Luke pretty much sent a strong enough message to let everyone know how pissed off he was when he lost to Nate last week, because all he did was he came back in week three and he sent a message. I mean, he sent a message where it was heard loud and clear, because all he really did was he just came out and beat a high scoring team, not only of that week, but for the entire season. 174 points. No one else has hit 160 on the year. Luke put up 174 last week. You would think when a team scores that much, right, that maybe he captured the largest blowout of that week as well. He actually fell just 2 points short of Ryan. Luke was 49 points delta, and Ryan was 51. However, believe it or not, the person who has the largest margin of victory so far in the year is still Nate at 56.9. So if you guys are thinking about that, just keep that in mind. So I just want to, again, Luke, you know, just congrats on your accomplishments. Being the first team to hit 50 wins, you're still leading the entire league in wins. Last year, Bill was pretty close with you, but But this year, well, we're not going to talk about how many wins Bill has, but Luke, you're sitting at 57 wins right now, career wins, and going strong, man. So keep it up. Congrats. We're all looking forward to the Lou Griffin week here. The recap is going to be the same way, right? Maybe I'll just do a couple of quick hitters about everyone else, but the recap is going to be all about Luke, because at the end of the day, this is Luke's week. So again, congrats, man. And maybe I'm gonna let you guys out with some more DJ Khaled, baby. Let's go. And they stay there.
Serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed traffic, and don't make me pull that mofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
There you have it, folks. Again, congrats, Luke. Give us some show here, buddy. We're looking forward to it. Peace out.